So she was active in politics. Did Judy get that?
Oh,
from
yes.
Her?
Oh, yes. She,
tell them about, you know, blacks could not go to some facility there in Sepulveda.
Oh, yeah.
Then the letter to Roosevelt.
She was very active in things like that. I'm sure she wasn't the only one that things like this, but she had 5 sons in the service, and she went in to have something notarized. And when we got there, they said, well, this is not your day. Your day is Thursday that you have to come in and get this notarized. But she said, this is for my sons. And I, she said, but you still have to wait till you're doing. She said, I'll wait. And so she sat down and she sat there all day long.
So she came in on the wrong day.
She came on the wrong day. It was probably Monday. I'm almost sure it was on a Monday.
So she started waiting?
So she said, I'll just wait then until my time comes. That's the kind of person. She sat all day, and they finally took care of her.
By the end of the day, they said, okay, we'll do this.
They went on.
And that's because she was black? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Exactly. And she said, you know, with 5 sons in the service. And this had to do with some kind of, you know, back then you had to have stuff notarized and documented. And we were 10 miles outside of Sepulveda. We still have that little acreage out there.
And then the letter to the president, Roosevelt.
I just remember her sending, and she did get a response. I can't remember.
But it was because of Hollis.
So why did she send the letter to President Roosevelt?
Well, he was at Enid. I think it was Enid. And he got into it with the bus driver.
Who did?
One of my brothers.
Who was in the military in World War II.
He got into it with a bus driver?
With a bus driver.
Because he didn't go to the back of the bus.
And there was an altercation. There was a fight. I understand he drug the guy off the bus and right there on the ground had it out.
I suppose authorities came and...
Yeah. But because he was in uniform, nothing really came of it from the fact that he did give this guy a beating, but they got him back to the post.
Yeah, so the point was, here's this young man. What was his name?
Hollis. His name was Hollis Hughes.
He was black, but he was serving his country with a uniform on, and they still told him, you have to go to the back of the bus.
Yeah, there's so many little things that, you know, you never even realize that people, just because I don't look like you.
Right.
That's the only reason. And I remember I followed, left for overseas from a little place called DeRidder, Louisiana.
Who's this?
My husband. He was going to be shipped out of a little place called DeRidder, Louisiana. And I went down to be there until he left. When I got there, little things like after I had gotten into this little town, I got in line to get change or to ask a question about something. It was predominantly black people in this line here, and there was a little old man in front of me. That was before Judy was born. I was pregnant with Judy. She just looked up at him and says, I wish you colored folks would have your money ready. You know you don't know what you want. I had never been, we stayed to ourselves. My communication with other whites was strictly like when I would take the kids to get shoes or something else. I had made good rapport with people there, and so I didn't have any problem. But this was just like a slap in the face. So I just turned around, walked outside, and stood there until I found somebody black and asked him to take me to the base. Also, we went into a little thing where the drugstores used to have ice cream and stuff. I wanted some ice cream, and so I went in and asked for some chocolate ice cream, and she looked at me and said, we don't have any. And I said, she said, we don't have any. Well, Garland just said, come on, let's go.
That's my dad.
Yeah. He took me out. You know, she just looked at me and decided, I don't have to serve you. Those are the kind of things that was a rude awakening as to really...
racism.
Yes. And of course, these kids, when I would go downtown to get shoes for them, you know, there were drugstores and things, and they...
We stayed in the car.
You got out. We didn't go to the drugstores. No, because you always wanted to. But, you know, we couldn't go in there and be served. I couldn't take them in there.
Would that have been in Tulsa?
That was here in Tulsa.
Right.
So that's why it was really a real bad thing when Judy went to OU. And that was the real experience of open, blatant racism. And it made a real rebel out of her. I still think it was all right. You know, we didn't expose them to that. And, of course, at the time, we never thought about them going to college and having this kind of thing going on, because the dad said, well, you can go to any school in Oklahoma, but we're not paying out of state fee, because see, all four of them were right together. You know, we had
three
in college at the same time.
And daddy was the only one paying.
Yeah. We were from the age where you didn't believe in the wives working.